This is part two of our interview with Amy Stevens-Jones and Zach Robinson. We're talking about the upcoming Men's Mental Health Support Group starting on January 8th and continuing every second Wednesday of the month in the Castleview Hospital classroom. To hear the full interview, stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM or visit castlecountryradio.com. And then we talked about this a little bit before we came on air. But you guys don't really have one topic that you focus on. Rather, you have a whole myriad of topics that you guys want to cover. So what are some of the things that you guys are going to be talking about in the support group?
So in our flyer, we mentioned depression, grief and loss, anxiety, which could come from a lot of things, job loss, addiction, divorce, parenting, anger management. And I think all that is that brought me to when I was unhappy, I realized those were the things. It wasn't just one thing. One thing I would like to mention also is I've reached out to several age groups because I know someone in their early 20s. I know somebody that's 30. So it's not like you got to be my age, 50 years old to come to this group. I'm hoping that, you know, there'll be a wide spectrum of ages that, you know, they will be able to lean on each other, and somebody might come and be like, I'm stressed out about my finances. I don't know how to manage this. It's causing a lot of problems in my life. It's not just about grief and loss. It's going to be about, like, the struggles of life as a man and being able to talk about it, because there definitely will be people to help. I've reached out to those type of people that I know, but at any point in time, somebody can be going through a hard place in their life, and I want this group to eventually be people that they can reach out to and make a connection with.
And, you know, it goes back to that whole topic that we had talked about at the start of men supporting men. And that, I think that's the perfect example that you don't just want one age group. This isn't catered to just one age group. This is open for every adult male. So it really is building that community, building that support system for these people who will attend. Now, we've hit on it all through the interview, but let's dive a little deeper. Why is this support group important to you?
Just because, you, like Zach said, you don't see men talking about their emotions. There's such a stigma in the job if it's going to retaliation with how they're feeling. I just feel like it's something that needs to be talked about. And I think we are hitting several different, social levels and educational people and just all varieties. With that being said, we need to make sure that it is 18 plus. You can't be a minor to attend at this point. There's just too much legality with that, so we don't want to hit the kids. But there are resources if you do need help to reach out with those. But we do want... I wish my brother was still here. I wish I could look at him every day. So it hits just differently for me as it does for him.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like... I just keep referring back to the place that I was at in my life. And I'm shocked at how dark I really got. And in a place in my life that within a few months, making some adjustments, was a completely different person. I was a happy person, but I can tell you that I was not far from where Amy's brother was at. And that's why I am not afraid to talk about that. If it's gonna help somebody from doing that, I'm 100% able to tell them my story and tell them, look, I'm here to help you hold on through that, you know, and I'm here to help you work through these. And if I can't help you, somebody can. And, you know, just like she said about her brother, that, like, the more guys are able to start talking about it. I mean, I grew up around men. I've worked in fields where there's men, but I also grew up, you know, around my dad, my grandpa, and she's right. Nobody talked about their struggles. I feel like I'm kind of one of the first ones, but I also feel like a lot of people know me, and I think they'll be surprised that, like, I'll be so open about it. But I really want other men to be like, dang, you know, I'm in those shoes, and it's okay to go get help. I mean, I was at a place where I was desperate to get help to be happy, because I was like, I'm just not going to get there. And so I guess I just really want some men to show up, and I know of some that are going to, that are going to surprise other people that are there, that are going to be like, this is a man's man. One of my friends that's going to show up, 6'4", 270 pounds, and you would think he could work his way through any problems, but me and him had several conversations, and life can take anybody down. It's tough. So I feel like I want that to be known, that people can come there without shame.
Now, if people want to sign up for this class or attend the men's mental health support group, is it just a show up, or is there anything they have to do before they come?
We're doing an open group, so it's a show up at any time. So some months you may not want to go, or you may show up the first month. We wanted it to stay open because each month can hit a different type of group or different group. But as far as it will be the same rules, we'll start out with the same disclaimer every single group, just to make sure everyone knows it is confidential. But we don't want it to be a closed one. We want it to be very open. And I'll have other resources there. So if there's people that are struggling with certain areas, I will have some handouts for resources around the community that can help them better off.
Perfect. Now, Amy, Zach, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Give us a chance.
Yeah, give it a chance. Honestly, that's great that you said that. Don't be too proud to show up. You might make a friend. And I think let's honestly just take a note out of the females' book, because they're leaning on each other and helping each other through these hard times a lot more than guys are. And we could do the same thing for each other.
Now, Amy, Zach, thank you again both so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. I really appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to this men's mental health support group, which is going to start on January 8th and be held every second Wednesday at 7 p.m. in the hospital classroom at Castleview Hospital. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.